Title: Groove as an Arrangement Device Advanced. All right, let's get advanced and very practical. Today we're treating groove like it's not just swing on the hats, but an actual arrangement device. Something you can introduce, remove, tighten, loosen, and reintroduce in layers to make a drum and bass track feel like it's evolving even if the sounds are basically the same. The big idea is this. In DNB, you can get huge momentum just by changing the pocket. Not by swapping your whole drum rack every 8 bars. We're going to build a 64-bar rolling arrangement at 174 BPM, where the groove itself is the storytelling. Before we touch Ableton, here's the mindset shift that makes this work. Think in anchors versus floaters. Anchors are the parts that basically never get to drift, because they're your spine. In most DNB, that's the snare, the sub's onset, and often the main kick. Floaters are anything that can move around the grid without collapsing the track. Tops, shakers, ghost notes, fills, break layers, and a lot of mid-bass movement notes. If your groove ever feels mushy, 9 times out of 10 it's because you accidentally let an anchor become a floater. Okay, let's set up. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Create a drums group with kick, snare, hats, perk, and an audio track for a break layer. Then make a bass MIDI track and a music or effects track for whatever atmospheres, pads, stabs, impacts you like. On the master, put a utility and keep headroom. Aim so your master is peaking somewhere around -6 dB while you build. That headroom matters because groove experiments often change perceived loudness, and you don't want to be tricked by volume. Now we need a reference groove loop. 8 bars. This is the feel we'll steal and turn into a controllable tool. Option A is the classic jungle method. Use a break. Drop in an Amen-ish break, think break, or any break you like, on an audio track. Morph it. You can start with Complex Pro if you want it smoother, or Beats if you want sharper transients. Then fix your warp markers so the snare is sitting correctly on 2 and 4. In DNB, that backbeat is law. Option B is to build a clean two-step and humanize it. Kick on 1 and 3. Snare on 2 and 4. Hats doing 8ths or 16ths. Then add ghost snares around the main snare hits at low velocity. The point is, you're creating a loop that represents the feel you want to build the track around. Once you have that 8-bar loop, here comes the secret weapon. Right-click your clip and choose Extract Groove. Then open the Groove Pool, that little wave icon in the bottom left of Live. You'll see a new groove entry, something like Extracted Groove. This is now a groove template you can apply to other clips, and it's consistent. That's why it's so powerful for arrangement. You can switch pockets like you switch patterns. In the groove pool, start with these settings as a baseline. Timing around 30 to 60%. For most DNB, 35 to 50 is the sweet spot. You get roll without it sounding drunk. Velocity, keep it low at first. 0 to 25%. This can make hats and ghosts breathe, but too much can make your drop feel like it lost punch. Random. 0 to 10%. Use this sparingly. In heavy DNB especially, too much random turns into slop fast. Bass will usually be 16th notes, or whatever came from the extraction. Here's a teacher trick. Treat timing percent like an energy knob. Less timing influence equals rigid aggression. More timing influence equals funk, push-pull, and motion. That means timing is literally arrangement energy. Now let's create groove state A. Tight, forward, club. First, apply the groove mostly to hats and perks. Select your hats and perk MIDI clips, and in clip view, choose that extracted groove from the groove drop-down. Important, don't commit yet. Keep it uncommitted while you're arranging so you can swap groove states quickly. Commit later only when you want to edit the result manually, or when you want to freeze a break layer so it doesn't change if you adjust warping later. For kick and snare, keep them mostly straight. Either don't apply groove at all, or apply a very light amount, like 10 to 20% timing maximum, because the snare is your flag in the ground. If the snare starts wandering, the whole track feels unstable. Now the bass. Apply groove lightly. Timing may be 10 to 25%, especially on mid-bass rhythm notes. Try not to randomize bass unless you're deliberately going for a more liquid, human vibe, and keep the sub dead stable. That's a rule. You can groove the mids, not the sub onset. If your sub timing wobbles, the heaviness collapses. On the bass channel, keep a practical stock chain ready, because we'll later use movement as part of the groove illusion. Saturator with soft clip-on and a couple dB of drive, optionally glue compressor doing 1 or 2 dB of gain reduction, then auto filter for movement, then utility if you need mono control below around 120 Hz. Now let's create groove state B. Looser, more rolling. In the groove pool, duplicate your extracted groove and rename them clearly. Call one groove A, tight, and one groove B, roll. For groove B, push the settings. Timing 55 to 75%, velocity 10 to 35%, random 5 to 15%, but be careful. Heavy DNB once intent, not wobble. Now apply groove B mainly to floaters, top hats, shaders, rides, ghost snares, perk fills, and some mid-bass movement notes, not the sub. And here's the arrangement principle you want to internalize. Twitch grooves like you switch drum patterns. You don't need new samples. You need a new pocket. Now we're going to map these groove states into a 64-bar arrangement. This is where it becomes an arrangement lane. Bars 1 through 9. Intro, implied groove. Keep the kick minimal or absent. Use straight quantized hats with no groove, but low pass them so they feel distant and restrained. Put an auto filter on the hats. Low pass 12 dB, starting around 6 to 10 kHz and maybe a short dark. Reverb lightly for space. What you're doing here is setting up a reference of no micro timing. That way, when groove arrives, the listener feels it. Bars 9 through 17, pre-drop lift. Introduce groove B quietly. Bring in ghost notes and shakers with groove B. Lower volume, like it's hinting at motion without fully revealing itself. Quick workflow note, you can automate groove pool parameters, but it's often simpler and more reliable to duplicate clips and assign different grooves. That also keeps your arrangement readable. Also, groove changes need a frame, a cue. Right before you switch groove states, use a one-beat frame. For example, mute hats for a quarter bar, or use a reverse cymbal into the downbeat, or do a little hat flam, two hats 10 to 20 milliseconds apart as a pickup, or a tiny high-pass filter ramp for a beat or two. Give the listener a signpost so the groove shift reads as intentional. Bar 17. Drop 1. Snap to groove A. Full drums hit. Hats and perks tighten from groove B to groove A. Bass locks in with less timing. This tighten on drop move is massive in darker DNB because it makes the drop feel like it just clenched its fist. Bar 17 through 33. Drop 1 development. Here's where you reintroduce groove B in layers. After 8 or 16 bars, switch just the tops to groove B. Same pattern, but a looser pocket. That creates the feeling of acceleration without changing tempo. You can also bring in your break layer with a groove B feel. Low in the mix, at groove glue. Even quiet, a break layer can unify program drums and bass because it provides micro timing DNA. Bars 33 through 41. Breakdown. Remove groove. Straighten hats. Reduce ghosts. But keep motion using gating. Put a gate on a noise riser or pad, and sidechain the gate from a hat or ghost channel using external sidechain. So even though the drums got more rigid, the track still breathes rhythmically. This is groove withdrawal. You're taking away floaters while keeping implied rhythm. Bars 41 through 57. Drop 2. Start with groove again, tight. Then around bar 49, flip the relationship. Tops go to groove B. Perk fills go to groove B. Bass mids get slightly more groove. This makes the track open up while still staying heavy. Contrast is escalation. Bars 57 through 65. Outro. Let the groove decay. Remove ghosts and perks first. Heave a lightly groove shaker, then fade. That way the energy drains in a controlled way. Now let's add one of the most underrated advanced tools for groove arrangement. Track delay. Enable track delays in live. That's the little D toggle in the mixer area. Now you can offset entire tracks by milliseconds. This is surgical, and it's amazing for section changes because it doesn't change any notes or patterns. Try these starting points. Hats at minus 5 milliseconds. Slightly early equals urgency. Perks at plus 5 to plus 12 milliseconds. Slightly late equals laid back roll. Break layer plus 10 milliseconds to sit behind. And now use it like arrangement automation, even if you don't literally automate it. Pre-drop, hats slightly early at minus 5. At the drop, reset hats to 0 for punch. Mid-drop, push perks late around plus 8 to increase roll. That is a huge section change without adding any new sounds. Next layer, groove via velocity and note length. This is where advanced DNB groove really lives. For hats in MIDI, make offbeats slightly quieter, and shorten certain hats to create air gaps. The silence becomes rhythm. Use the MIDI velocity device. You can add subtle random, like 5 to 15, or use drive to emphasize accents. Then use note length to shorten hats so the top doesn't wash out. This creates gate-like tightness without changing timing. For perks, think of accents as arrangement markers. In drop 2, bump a few key perks by 5 to 10 velocity points right on transitions. Your listener will feel the phrase turning even if they can't explain why. Now let's lock in workflow speed with a groove macro rack for your tops. On your tops group, Add an audio effect rack on the group bus. Put in a tight chain, drum bus for impact, saturator for density, auto filter for sectioning, utility for width. Map a few key parameters to macros. Macro 1, filter cutoff for intro and build control. Macro 2, drum bus drive. Macro 3, utility width from mono-ish to wider. Macro 4, reverb send amount if you're using return tracks. Now groove changes are reinforced by tone and space. And that's crucial, because groove shifts by themselves can sometimes feel subtle. But groove plus tone equals obvious section identity. Quick warning list, because these are the mistakes that waste hours. Don't groove the kick and snare too much. You lose the spine. Don't use one groove everywhere. If everything is swung, nothing feels like a section change. Don't overdo random, especially with heavy drums and respace. If you add more ghosts and velocity variation, rebalance levels. A looser groove often sounds quieter because transients smear. So when you audition groove B, you may need to temporarily add half a dB to 1.5 dB on the top's group, or increase transient emphasis, so you're judging feel, not loudness. And remember, groove changes need a frame, a tiny cue before the switch. Now a couple pro-level upgrades you can use if you want more than just A and B. You can make a three-lane groove map, A, A+, and B. As tight timing, A+ keeps the same timing as A, but adds more velocity and note length variation. Still punchy, but more alive. B is the looser timing with more push-pull. This gives you progression without feeling like a dramatic switch flip. You can also groove using negative space. Duplicate your hat clip and delete a few strategic 16th notes each bar. Keep timing mostly steady, but let the holes create motion. This often sounds more intentional than heavy swing. If you're layering breaks and one-shots, try face-locked swing. Commit groove to the break or warp it carefully, then extract groove from the committed result and apply that groove to your MIDI hats. You're not chasing more swing. This audio version is shortened for playback.